Limbaugh didn't talk about it this weekend, which is fine, but Hong Kong declaring independence? See, what's going on in America is this impeachment thing. And so Americans are focused on that. They got an election coming up. It's understandable. I am fully capable of criticizing Rush Limbaugh. I'm just not doing it right now. So, you know, we got, you know, election. Democrats are trying to do this impeachment thing. Well, is that important? Well, most of the Trump supporters don't think it is. We've got news reports, I think from CNN even, that people that were Democrats or were independents leaning Democratic, they have looked at this impeachment thing and said, okay, that's it. I'm voting for Trump, because they just think it's a bunch of chalked up drama. And why is the House going for impeachment when the Senate is controlled by the other party? You know, that's just, I don't know. It's like, you know that circle about how, like, these are the things that you can control, and then these are the things that you're concerned about? It's a Venn diagram, and there's this little tiny baby overlap in the middle of the things that you can control and the things that you're concerned about. And it's like, this is the small place where you should focus. Well, the House is not going to get Trump kicked out of office through an impeachment, because the Senate has to come up with, like, it's not just a majority. And even though the Republicans have that, it's got to be like a 2/3 majority. It's like a super majority, an ultra, hypersonic, a hyper majority. There we go. It's a hyper majority. America's focused on that. And so the news isn't reporting it. It doesn't make sense for Limbaugh to talk about it. Hong Kong's declared independence. Thousands of people gathered at this, it's an indoor shopping center. And they read aloud this thing that some are calling a manifesto, where it talks about a provisional government to replace the current one. They've got elections scheduled. They've said how many representatives can come from each district. Politicians elected in that provisional election cannot be reelected later on. That's my understanding from the 7 points they had. They've defined the transition to a new government to replace the current government. That's treason, folks. And China is going to respond in kind. Treason is punishable by death or life in prison. Like, this is serious. And I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm saying it's serious. U.S. Declaration of Independence was treason. You only do that if it's serious. And so, like, already China could use that as a basis to invade Hong Kong. But the Chinese haven't done that, which tells me that the Chinese really don't know what's going on. I mean, really, if China said, there's a group that declared independence, we're going in, the West might actually understand that. They might not like it. They certainly wouldn't like it. But they actually would understand, they have to go in because a group of people are trying to declare independence. And then, you know, you'd have a discussion about it. If China just went in and started rolling over people with tanks, then the West would say, okay, we got to go in right now and send in soldiers and stop the Chinese from killing their people. We would do that. But if China's going in saying, oh, these guys declared independence, that's treason, we have to go stop that, then at least the West would have a little discussion about it first. But China's not doing that. Which goes back to something that I've been saying in the Pacific Daily Times political editorials every week. China doesn't understand the West. And so, I found one other outlet other than the first two. Can I find any? I thought that maybe by Monday I'd be able to find more. CNN, BBC, Guardian, none of them are talking about it. I think Associated Press, the AFP, Reuters, Bloomberg, National Interest, none of these guys are talking about the treason in Hong Kong. And see, I don't know if you know this about Hong Kong, but in order to get a visa in Hong Kong, you have to tell them whether you're a member of the press, like it's on the application. Are you or are you not a member of the press? If you are, you must disclose this. So you've got reporters, anchors, news people in Hong Kong. They just kicked out a guy from Financial Times like within the last year or two, and that was a big deal. So you've got all these big news agencies with reporters who have visas in Hong Kong, and none of them are reporting on the treason from some protesters. I say some, I say a few thousand, because these protesters rank in the millions. So thousands of protesters is just a few, all things considered. So you've got a few thousands of these protesters declaring, I mean, only 55 men declared independence for America. Only 55 signatures are scribbled across the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. A few thousand? And none of the news agencies, which all want access to China and Hong Kong, are reporting that. I think China shut them down and said, you may not report this. That's the only explanation for why you wouldn't report treason. So we need to understand something here. Be clear on this. America does not understand the full story of what's happening in Hong Kong anymore. Whatever is going on in Hong Kong, we're no longer fully in the know. Example, there's a garrison. It's like a military base. We're talking urban military base, like mini castle. There's a garrison in Kowloon, which is on the mainland. It's Hong Kong is an island, but then there's this big group of land across the harbor on the mainland, and that's also considered Hong Kong. And the first part is Mong Kok, and then past that is Kowloon, and then you have new territories which got annexed later as part of the lease. Britain wanted it more, but they wanted more territory. So, okay, well, you turn this into a lease and you give it back to us, you get this extra land for 100 years. That's what new territories was. So we're talking Kowloon, new territories, the Hong Kong that's deeper into the mainland there. There's a garrison there somewhere. I don't think I've seen it. I might have walked past it once or thrice. A bunch of protesters went up to this garrison, not the garrison in the pictures on Hong Kong Island next to the ugliest building in the world, the HSBC building. I mean, deeper into Kowloon, garrison there, a bunch of protesters went up to that. I'm trying to give you a lay of land for what's going on in Hong Kong. I'm not trying to bore you with details. By the way, do you know what Kowloon stands for? You know what it means? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Jolong is how you'd say it in Mandarin. It means nine dragons. It's Kowloon. It's nine dragon. Obviously, they haven't watched Dragon Ball Z. It should be seven dragons, but they called it nine dragons. So the nine dragons, Jolong, Kowloon. All right. Military garrison. A bunch of students went up to the nine dragon garrison in Kowloon, and they started shining flashlights and laser pointers at the soldiers and the buildings or something like that. We're not sure because we don't know what's fully happening in Hong Kong anymore. At the garrison. Now, why would students do that? A bunch of people were getting close. You know, I'm going to explain a little bit more of this. I don't want to bore you with Hong Kong. There's a reason to talk about this. And I'm not trying to obsess over this, but there's a lot in America's news about a lot of different, the same topics. And it's important that we don't get lost on being single topic. So I'm kind of being semi-single topic this week, although I will expound which is to explain further remotely related ideas. I'll wiggle around and not stay narrowly focused, but so many people in America are singularly focused, like Limbaugh. You know, he's focused on this election and impeachment investigation stuff that's been going on for 2 years. People are tired of it. But it is important because it's an election. So while they're doing that, I'm going to diversify by being singularly focused on something different. And I'm going to explain what it means for America. The thing is, I don't know if you know this, but before World War II and before World War I, America was only concerned with America. We didn't pay attention to what Germany was doing. Not before, you know, we need to have those holy it moments where we go, my God, what the? Oh, we're in trouble. We got to get it together. Go figure this. Oh, God, they sank the Lusitania. The Pearl Harbor's bombed. The buildings in 9/11 were imploded. I mean, crashed into my airplane. Whoa, this is serious. We got, you know, or whatever. I'm sorry. For those of you at CIA, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. There's just so many wild accusations. I'm trying to be comical. Okay, so, you know, we need to have our holy it moment. And otherwise, America only focuses on America. And what's happening over here in Hong Kong, this is a big deal. Because with treason going on, China's trying to cover it up when they should be broadcasting it as their excuse to go in, but they don't understand the West. So instead, they're kind of sweeping it under the rug and trying to squish it. China's model for cleaning the floor is to get a rug tamper. You sweep the dust under the rug gets high. Well, now you got to push the rug down. So they're bringing out the rug tamper to push the rug down. See, this is how I've been in Taiwan 10 years. This is how Confucian, Chinese, East Asian, Korea, Japan, this is how Chinese, this is how that culture deals with its problems. They call it indirection. And so do a lot of American business people and missionary school teachers. I call it avoidance. And so do a lot of psychologists. So it's a personality disorder. Did you know that? Avoidant is a personality disorder. So is dependent, which is also shows up with the whole mama's boy issue. But we won't go into that. So China is sweeping. They're in a sweep it under the rug, tamp the rug down campaign. And it's only going to make it bigger. And while things are developing and stirring in Hong Kong, instead of simmering, the lid on the pressure cooker sealed and the temperature's still going up above boiling, eventually it's going to blow. It's going to go, poof, you know. And we may have to send in our soldiers and our young men and our friends and our brothers and our classmates. And our dads are going to have to go die for issues that we weren't aware of because they weren't being reported by the press agencies that have visas for China. And the American public wasn't interested because that involved another country. See you tomorrow.